When Tashfeen Malik came to the United States for the first time last year, she had already sent extensive messages online that she wanted to wage violent jihad. But none of that was known to the officials handling her fiancé visa.
During that time period, immigration officials were not allowed to use or view social media as a part of the screening process.
Former Homeland Security official John Cohen, now an ABC News consultant, says there was a secret policy that prevented officials from screening the social media posts of visa applicants, fearing bad public relations for the Obama administration.
The primary concern was that it would be viewed negatively if it was disclosed publicly, and there were concerns that it would be embarrassing.
Malik, who had become radicalized after college, had three interviews, showed pictures of an engagement party in Saudi Arabia, and her visa was approved in 3 weeks, a process the State Department admitted today failed.
You know, obviously, things went wrong.
Now, in the wake of the worst terror attack since 9/11, federal agents are reconstructing the online history of Malik and her husband Syed Farouk, a history that shows even before they met, they were on the road to jihad, something authorities could have known but did not as she was welcomed to America.
And Brian Ross back with us tonight. You've learned the White House now ordering a top-to-bottom review.
That's right, David. And the review will include that policy that was secret until today, preventing officials from examining the social media posts of visa applicants. Some 41,000 people came into this country last year on so-called fiancé visas, David.